Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking. I really appreciate you tuning in. Well, I am in Kentucky. I'm in Sparta, Kentucky, and I came down here to go to the NASCAR race at the Kentucky Motor Speedway. And as you may have noticed, I'm sure many of you realize that it's been rained out. So, in fact, it looks like we had some of the same weather down here that you've been having in Columbus. So, however, that didn't stop me from doing interviews. And so we're going to be listening to some interviews I did with some race fans here coming up. Let me remind folks that our podcasts are all available at dentallyspeaking.com. Also on iTunes, and do us a favor and go to our office website, Dr. Kvitko and Associates, and like us. We'd like to have that. Obviously, that's a really cool thing to do. And Twitter, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. Okay, now, like I said, it's been a rainy weekend. In fact, when we pulled in, it was just a torrential. Actually, we'll hear in a little bit. It'll be on the interview that I did, torrential rains. And so I think we'll just go ahead and we'll start and we'll play the first interview I did with a woman named Diane. All right, so I came down to Kentucky Motor Speedway. It's in Sparta, Kentucky. And I don't know what the weather was like in Columbus, but we came through some really, really bad rain, some storms. Didn't see anything that looked like a tornado. But there was sheets of rain. You really couldn't see more than a car length or two ahead. And so you would expect that when we got here that it would be still raining. And it was. It was actually terrible. And the spot that we were supposed to pull the rolling studio into was pretty much just full of mud. And there was no way that we were going to fit there. And so we got lucky because we came upon a nice couple from I don't know where yet, but I'm going to ask. We have Diane, and I think her husband, Rob, just disappeared. I think when he saw the microphone coming, he left. Yeah. So anyway, all right. So Diane, where are you from, by the way?
Middletown, Ohio.
Okay. Another Ohioan. That's good. That's good. And so tell me what happened right before we got here.
Just before you got here, we got hit with what we were told were 60 to 70 mile an hour straight winds. We were in the camper, and we kind of got hit broadside by it, and our trailer is about 14,000 pounds, and believe it or not, it lifted us up off of our supports and shifted us about 2 to 3 feet.
So, while you're in it.
Yeah, we were in it, and we thought we were going to roll over, and it was scary. I think, react based on what you're feeling right there, and it was just stay put. And that's what we did. And after it was over, like I said, we shifted a couple feet. We fell off our supports. And there was a camper to the backside of us that got flipped over. So I think the doctor here got some pictures of that, too.
Yeah, actually, we did. We have some pictures, and we're going to put them up on the website so you can check out dentallyspeaking.com. Actually made the evening news here, I understand, here in Sparta. And I hope no one was injured, but somebody told me that there was a slight injury, that somebody was inside at the time.
To be honest, I haven't heard. The fire department were out here, the police, and every rescue kind of, besides everyone gathering up and heading over there, I had not heard if anyone got hurt, so I'm not sure. I don't know.
And when yours lifted up off its, basically off of its supports, did you think you were going to be like that house on Dorothy was in and Wizard of Oz?
Man, to be honest with you, I didn't know, but we did think we were going to get flipped over. That's all I can say. And I thank the Lord, I thank somebody that we didn't.
Yeah. So, see what I go through to bring these shows to you guys? Come down, even with people flipping over in their little campers, we're still here. Yep. And luckily, the weather kind of cleared up, and they brought some straw to fill in some of the muddy areas, and people are in tents, and it's filling in as we speak. And so I noticed you have this, and we just took a picture of it. You have this champagne glass, which we think is so cool. Tell me about it.
This is a red Soto cup on crystal.
This is pure NASCAR, isn't it?
That's right. These are redneck champagne glasses, if you will. These are only used at the races. It's the only time they get taken out.
Great. And I see that you have a plaque over here that you won third place, Kentucky Raceway Ministries, campsite of the race. So they had judging, huh?
Yeah, that was in 2011, actually. And we forgot to bring the sign. But yes, the Reverend Jackie from the Raceway Ministries, she actually came out. We hooked up with her yesterday, and she blessed our camper. So we figured we are good to go. We will never see anything as bad as we did before.
Yeah, where was she before the storm?
She was, she hadn't arrived yet, so she wasn't here during that. But she was here last year. We did get hit with almost the same thing last year, believe it or not. It's the curse of the Kentucky Speedway.
So as it turns out, you guys moved to another spot so you could be going in the direction of the wind instead of broadsided by it, and let us take your spot. So now we're getting broadsided by it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, with a rig your size, you're good to go.
Yeah, we'll actually be protection for the people on the other side, right?
Yes, and those are tents to the backside of him, so he may come into more protection than he even realizes right now. So.
Oh, really?
Really? They'll be like tents plastered up against one side of the rig.
You better hope not. I'm hoping not. I'm sure that the worst has passed. It can't get any worse than what it was.
Yeah, really, unless it was a true tornado like they had in more Oklahoma, which...
I couldn't even imagine being in that. Not in a camper, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, we also have with us... Rob went into the camper, but we have Alvin. Now, Alvin, I don't know if we want him to talk or not, but Alvin, tell me about Alvin.
Alvin is a 3-year-old Papillon, toy breed. He weighs about 6 pounds. He looks like one of those Paris Hilton dogs that you carry around in a purse, but he is not. He is a redneck, camping, racing, get dirty, Paris Hilton looking dog.
Can you get him to say hi?
I doubt it.
I bet if I got close to him, he'd bark.
No, I don't think he would. You're here.
Now he trusts me.
You can try, but I don't think it'll work.
Okay. Hey, Alvin, can you say hi? Go. Can you say hi?
No, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. He's done.
Oh, he licked it.
He no longer thinks I'm a threat. Oh, well. He was barking when I walked over. But anyway. All right. So now you're retired from something? Not retired. What do you do? Everybody else I've talked to said they're retired.
I think it was the white hair, or Q-tip, as you may call me. No, I'm not. I'm mid-50s. I work in export sales for a company. I sell stainless steel and high-temp nickel alloys. So www.upmet.com. Check us out. My name is Diane.
Okay. Upmet.com. And what does that stand for?
United Performance Metals.
Okay. And so who finds these clients? Like you said, you sell it overseas. So you make the stainless steel here? No, you don't?
No. We sell all over the United States and the world. We are a distributor. We buy from the mills, and we in-house, we level material. We cut it to strips, coil, whatever you need. But we distribute it across the United States and China, UK, all over the world.
You mean there's something China buys from us?
They buy quite a bit from us. Yes, they do.
I thought we just bought their stuff.
Those are toys, games, and clothes.
Okay. All right. Now, as you know, my show is a dental show, so I always ask people if they have dental insurance, if they like their dentist, if all those kinds of things. So does UPMET, do they provide dental insurance to you guys?
Yes, we have excellent health care, dental. We have programs at work. They come, and if we keep up with appointments, all kinds, we get points, and at the end of the year we get actually Visa gift cards for keeping ourselves healthy.
Wow, that's really neat. That's the way it ought to be. Is that, you know, dentistry's been trying to put itself out of business for a long time, and we haven't succeeded yet, but we're getting better. You know?
That's correct. You know, that's correct.
With the prevention and all of that, fluoride treatments, the problem is it's hard to get insurance companies. They don't pay for a lot of prevention. They don't pay for fluoride treatments, a lot of them. And fluoride is the single most effective method of preventing tooth decay, and yet they don't pay for it. They'd rather wait until somebody has a rotten tooth, I guess.
There's got to be a reason behind that. Healthcare, we're not going to get into healthcare because there are a lot of things that they want you to be healthy, but things are very expensive. And how do they expect people to be healthy or stay healthy when you can't afford coverage? So, yeah.
Yeah, I won't even tell you what my monthly insurance premium payment is because I'm self-employed. People would have a fit if they had to do that. So, how long have you been with your current dentist?
Since I've lived out here. I've only lived out here in Ohio 6 years.
Okay. And how does this compare to the dentist you had before?
He does what I need. He's a good dentist. The cost, again, I have insurance. But, everything is fine thus far.
Okay, that's good. So the state of dental health, you think is pretty good here in the U.S.?
From what I've experienced? Oh, in the U.S.? Absolutely. You have to find it. I mean, it's out there. And yeah, it's available. It's okay. It's good. You work for a good company. You get, you know.
We keep hearing about this thing called the dental divide, which means that there are people that supposedly don't have access to dental care right here in the United States. And so there are parts of the country. In fact, Appalachia, Ohio, they're saying there are not enough dentists. Have you heard of those kinds of areas?
I have not heard of that, but that doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. I'm sure there's a lot of things that go on in health, insurance, medical, dental, whatever, that we just aren't aware of.
Now, one of the solutions people have come up with, or at least they're proposing, is to take somebody that is maybe has a high school diploma and 18 months later give them an 18-month program and teach them how to extract teeth and drill teeth. What do you think about somebody that young with only 18 months training being able to do that?
To clean teeth and extract teeth?
No, to extract teeth and drill them.
Oh, extract and drill. I think I would go, believe it or not, with the extraction. I think if they take an x-ray and can read an x-ray, that they could understand. I don't know about the drilling thing, though.
Okay, so you'd be more comfortable letting them extract a tooth than to try to fix it.
I think so, because I think you could probably cause more damage, believe it or not. Drilling into the nerve, or if a tooth is bad, nobody wants to have their teeth pulled out, but I think you're up for less incident or less further troubles if that happens over drilling it and trying to fix it.
Right. Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous about the whole plan, which is, it seems like they should, to me anyway, they should just train more dentists. And but anyway, that's just me. They call it a dental therapist. It's kind of a weird name.
No, I'm like staring into the blank going, really?
Actually, I've been doing it for 33 years, and there are still, like, we do this thing called Dentistry from the Heart, where we have free dentistry all day, and we have a lot of volunteer dentists come, and there have been many episodes where even a dentist that's been out there for 32 years would have trouble removing a tooth. They would call me in to see if I couldn't get it out for them or finish it, and so that makes me real nervous even for the extraction part of this person with 18 months of training. But anyway, no, that was just a little side note. Okay, so what's been your, let me ask, I've been asking everybody, who has better teeth, NASCAR fans or IndyCar fans?
I'm not even going to answer that.
Why not?
I don't know.
Never been to an Indy race?
Oh, absolutely. We'll be in Indy the end of next month watching some mixed racing. And you know what? I can't say that I judge people by their teeth, so to me it would be not that I want to see bad teeth in either kind of race fan, but to me all race fans are great, so you know what? Get insurance and get into the dentist office.
And she'll be running for mayor soon, so vote for her.
No, I'm happy Stell and Stainless.
Okay, that's funny. All right. So, hey, thanks so much for talking with me, and Alvin had nothing to say.
No problem. It was very nice meeting you. I'm glad you were able to park where you did. I appreciated the tour of your office, and your wife is lovely. I haven't met the rest of the family yet.
They're ugly.
Okay, well, see, is he judging them by their heart or by their teeth? Now, come on.
No, I'm just kidding. I think they're all good-looking kids, and And hopefully we won't be the ones that are holding, keeping everybody awake tonight.
Oh, and I was only kidding with that. It's racing. It's race weekend. Anything goes. So it was a pleasure meeting you.
Okay, same here. Thank you.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Ba-doop-ba-doop, get spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Ladies, the body you desire is only a few weeks away. New Leaf Health and Body will give you the look and confidence you crave in a matter of days rather than some hard-to-stick-with plan. There are also no harmful side effects or surgery, and it can be done on your schedule, not some personal trainers. The personalized program will shed inches and spot-reduce those trouble areas. The New Leaf program also provides the motivation to stay on track while delivering true, measurable results. Schedule your appointment today at 614-799-4610. Hi, it's Tricia Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me. People with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-258.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kavitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
All right, and welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. And if you're just joining us, I am broadcasting live from Sparta, Kentucky, the site of the Kentucky Motor Speedway. And I say live, and I use that word loosely because I think I'm the only one awake. I think everybody else at the entire campground and place is asleep. And there's a lot of beer and a lot of alcohol consumption that goes on at these races. I sometimes think they ought to take like a big water tower, you know, and just put a bunch of spigots at the bottom and people could stand up and just open their mouth. I swear that might happen someday. Anyway, so I'm down here and I'm interviewing race fans. And we have another interview that I did with a gentleman named Mike and his son, Zachary. So let's go ahead and listen to that. All right. So as you know, I am still in Kentucky. I'm at the Kentucky Motor Speedway. And we're at the NASCAR race. Yesterday was the INOH. Is it INOH? INOH Craftsman, what, 225 or something, I think it was. And I didn't know what INOH stood for. And then I came to find out it stands for, I'm sorry, no, not INOH. UNOH, which stands for the University of Northern Ohio, which is kind of interesting because that's even north of Columbus. And we drove like 3 hours south to come here. You guys didn't know that either. Hey, what's your name?
Mike Roberts.
Mike, so you didn't know what UNOH stood for?
No, I didn't. That's funny. I didn't know that.
And what's your name?
Zachary Roberts.
Zachary, okay. And you didn't know either?
No, sir, I didn't.
So I don't know if that's a marketing, if that marketing's really working for them. What do you think?
I guess so. Never heard of the university myself.
I mean, they had the president, you know, do the start your engines thing and all that. And I don't know. Maybe they should have put Northern Ohio as part of the university thing. Yeah. Anyway, okay, so you guys, what time, when did you guys get here?
About noon yesterday, something like that.
Okay, noon yesterday. And I see you have a Duck Dynasty hat on. You watch that show?
Oh, yeah, I sure do. Matt down here, and I love the show. They're good Christian folks, too. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I've only watched a little bit of it.
Yeah, it's Cy is a weird one. All right? He's crazy. Yeah.
Who's he married to?
You know what? They've never showed his wife on there. Never showed. I don't know. Maybe we know her name, but she's married, but we don't know what his wife's name. I guarantee you ain't one of them pretty ones there. You know?
So where are you guys from?
Cox's Creek, Kentucky.
All right. And what do you do? What do you do for a living?
I own a commercial propane service.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool.
Giant propane tanks.
You install them in people's homes that live out where there's no gas service?
We just started doing that.
What were you doing before that?
Put in the big 30,000-gallon tanks for the, you know, factories and stuff like that.
Oh, so a factory that's not on the grid, so to speak, needs a huge one.
Exactly. Standby system.
Okay, to back up.
Yeah, exactly.
So how long does it take to put? You don't put them in the ground, though, do you?
No. Man, once in a while we'll get one be buried, but most time they're above ground, yes.
And then there's all these regulations. They have to have a fence, and they have to be locked, and they have to be 8 foot high. What kind of things do you have to deal with?
Government. All right? That's all I can say. Bureaucrats.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, so let's see. Zachary, how old are you?
I'm 16 years old.
So I guess I know what you do for a living. Nothing.
Exactly.
Probably don't even cut the grass for your dad, do you?
No, I actually just started cutting the grass, surprisingly.
I have to pay him, but yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Okay, and is this your first NASCAR race?
Oh, no, I've been to several. I've been to Kentucky Speedway when I was real little, and then I've been to Bristol before, and I just love it. I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, it's like a five-day party, isn't it?
Exactly. Non-stop party.
So, what do you want to be when you grow up? I mean, you're already bigger than me, but when you get older, I mean.
I'm really not sure yet. I love fishing. I'm sort of redneck. Of course, I'm at a NASCAR race, so. But
there is that stereotype, but it's not really like that, I don't think. Or at least maybe not anymore. I don't know if that's an insult or not.
No, it's not an insult, especially from Kentucky.
I mean, look around. There's some big rigs around here, right? You've got this 34-foot bus. How many does this thing sleep?
Just four, but it's luxurious, you know what I'm saying? Inside, it's
big beds, not little ones.
Oh, yeah, queen, king side in the back, and then this one files up to a queen up here, so. But we put him on the floor when my brother comes.
That reminds me, my son, my youngest, he's now 25, but we went to see the Ohio State Buckeyes play in the Superdome. It was the Sugar Bowl that year. We played Texas A&M. This was long before Katrina and everything. And we only had one hotel room because we were kind of a young family. That's all we could afford. And we already had gotten a rollaway. But we didn't want them to know we had more people in the room because you're not really allowed to have more than a certain number. And so we took all of our jackets because this was like a January game. And we put them in the corner. And said to my son, "That's your bed."
Exactly.
He still hasn't let us live that one down.
I know it. Oh, man.
He reminds us all the time. Okay, so I have a question. Who has better teeth, NASCAR fans or IndyCar fans?
Oh, I wouldn't know. Probably IndyCar.
What do you think, Zachary?
Yeah, probably NASCAR fans.
You think NASCAR fan?
Yeah, because you got to love some redneck teeth. Got to appreciate it. Spirit.
Okay, I got it. And what about you guys? Now, you own your own business. Does that mean that you provide dental insurance coverage for the guys that work for you? Or?
No, I got regular insurance, health insurance, but no dental.
Okay.
I've not got into that yet. It's just everything is changing so fast.
I know.
Obamacare and all that stuff, I don't know what's going to go.
So you're just kind of laying low?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to see what pans out, especially after 2014.
Yeah, that's the deadline, right?
Yes, that is. So.
Yeah. Now, Zachary has nice teeth. Did you get braces when you were a kid?
Yeah, I had braces, and I hated them when I had them, but there's just now they're beautiful. And,
right.
I'm thankful for it.
So they're going to have to throw you out of Kentucky now.
Yeah, exactly. Now that I got good teeth, I'm out.
This is why I don't have good teeth. I had to pay for his and my daughter's. I ain't got no money for me.
You know, a lot of parents say that, but I think... A lot of times we find that adults are kind of afraid of the dentist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, that doesn't really bother me. Just time to go. That's a bad thing, I know. But I need to find time to go. And my wife's all on me. So I'm probably getting it fixed pretty soon. She's what'd she say we're going to get? She wants me to get
caps.
She wants you to get caps.
Caps.
Well, let me see. Smile real big.
It's pretty bad.
Okay, so your one front one is broken. It looks like you already have a little bridge there or something, right?
Yeah, right here, that's face. I got knocked out when I was fighting in the 10th grade. But, yeah.
So your parents didn't take you to the dentist then?
Oh, yeah, they did, but...
I mean, 10th grade, they were still responsible for you.
And they did. They took care of me. That's who paid for that.
Oh, got it. Well, when did the other one break, the front one?
two years ago. Just broke. Okay. I think it's rotted or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I can guarantee you that's why they break. By the way, just for the record, for my listeners, people tell me all the time, my filling fell out, with the assumption being that because my filling fell out, now I have a cavity. It's like, you know, that crappy filling that was put in, you know, 19 years ago or whatever. Let me just say for the record, fillings don't fall out. They can't fall out. And the way I explain this would be, if you look at a piece of sidewalk and sometimes you can see the gravel that they've mixed into that concrete, it doesn't matter how much of that stone you can see, you can't pull it out of the concrete unless you literally chisel it out, right?
Exactly. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So if that concrete is tooth and it's not decayed, that rock's not going anywhere. But if it is tooth and the tooth gets soft around that rock, gets a little decay around that rock, you could just walk over and your little sister could pull it out, right, Zachary?
Exactly.
Okay, so remember that. It's like when you have something break or you have something fall out, what happens is you have, see, decay forms, you don't know it. You don't get a toothache until it's close to the nerve or even worse, you know, like it's an abscess, infected, and pus dripping out people's gums up above. That actually happens. But let me ask you this. Here's a good question. What aspect of dental disease will heal itself? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. You cut your arm, even if you don't go to the doctor, it'll heal, right? You can put Band-Aid on there. You don't even have to. You just keep it from bleeding. You can have get the cold or a flu, and if you don't go to the doctor, eventually you'll get better, right? Well, which part of dental disease goes away without the help of a dentist? Can you guys think of anything?
Okay. So, we're going to go to a break here in a minute, but I just wanted to, we stopped it there because I want you to, when we come back after the break, we're going to find out what what his answer was, for one. But before we do that, a couple things. You remember he said that one of the reasons he didn't go to the dentist was time to go? Now, keep in mind, when we were conducting this interview, it was Thursday. Thursday during the day, which means Mike had time to leave work to come to this NASCAR race. But he's claiming he doesn't have time to go to the dentist. So I really think what we're dealing with is he's afraid, and he admitted that, doesn't really like going to the dentist. And I think he's using time and money, meaning he had to pay for braces for his kids, as an excuse. And I know there are a lot of you out there that are doing the same thing. And I just want you to know that we're on to you. Okay? Now, in a minute, we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. So remember this. Remember that I'm broadcasting live right now from the Kentucky Motor Speedway. We're down in Sparta, Kentucky. And before we do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, though, we know that the lawyers want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, let me remind folks that the winner is going to receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. All right, that's free flowers from Vice Number. The question is, right now, I am broadcasting live from which racetrack? Is it A, Michigan International Speedway, B, Pocono Raceway, C, Charlotte Motor Speedway, or D, the Kentucky Motor Speedway? And if you call and you can tell me as a bonus question what car number Danica Patrick drives, you'll get a bonus gift, all right? So the question is, from what racetrack am I currently broadcasting? A, Michigan International Speedway, B, Pocono Raceway, C, Charlotte Motor Speedway, D, the Kentucky Motor Speedway, and the bonus question for a bonus gift is, what car number does Danica Patrick drive? The phone number, 459-9769, 459-9769. Go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show, Dr. Kavitko. Let's go!
Yeah! 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 Thanks, Brandon.
Looking to lose that winter weight? Ready for summertime, pools, and wedding season? If so, New Leaf Health and Body is ready for you. New Leaf Health and Body provides a pain-free system without any side effects or downtime. The New Leaf approach reduces fat without painful exercise and crazy diets for men and women who want to lose inches, especially in those trouble spots. Shed those unwanted inches and be ready for the summer within weeks. Schedule your appointment today with New Leaf by calling 614-799-4610.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkavitko@aol.com.
Okay, and we're back, and we're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. The question was, from what racetrack am I currently broadcasting, with the bonus question being, what car number does Danica Patrick drive? And we have callers on 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 lines. All 4 lines are lit up. We have Scoop, Gina, Craig, Jim. And off the air, my producer picked a number out of a hat. And what did you pick, Jim? What number did you pick? Number 4. Okay,
number 4.
So let's go with number 4 would be Jim. Hey, that's your name, Jim. Anyway, Jim, how are you?
Okay.
Do we have Jim?
Yeah, I picked Kentucky.
You there?
Yeah.
Good, good. Hey, what's your answer?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Do you know the question, the bonus question answer?
What was the question again?
The question is, what car number does Danica Patrick drive?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What car number does Danica Patrick drive?
I don't know that.
Okay. Well, that's okay. You'll still get the flowers from Vice Timber Florist. So stay on the line, all right? And my producer's going to get your information. And just for folks' information, it is number 10. Okay. Thank you, Jim. And thank you, Craig and Gina, for calling and Scoop. And please try again next Sunday, all right? Sounds great. Really appreciate you guys tuning in and calling in when you get an opportunity. Hey, Jim, are you still there? Okay. I think my producer's getting his info. All right, so what we want to do, I'm going to, if you're just tuning in, we are in Sparta, Kentucky. It is about 3 hours south of Columbus. We're at the Kentucky Motor Speedway. Came down for the NASCAR race weekend. They had a truck race on Thursday. They had the Nationwide supposed to run the Sprint Cup on Saturday, and it got rained out, and so hopefully they're going to do that again. They're going to try again today at noon. So I'll tell you what. Let's go back now. Remember, before the break, we had asked Mike and his son Zach, what dental disease heals itself? Do cavities heal themselves? Do gum disease heal itself? Those sort of things. And so let's hear his answer right now.
None.
Exactly. How about you, Zachary?
No, I can't think of any.
You got to get it fixed.
Right. The point is once you get a dental disease of any kind, whether it's gum disease, cavities, they just won't heal without going to a dentist.
Exactly.
And you already knew that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've got little things right now I've got to get looked at and get treated. Some kind of gum stuff right here, you know.
Yeah, that's called periodontal disease.
What I've got. And of course, smoking, people, don't do it. Don't do it.
From a true smoker, probably.
Smoking 30 years. And it's hard to quit, first of all. Second of all, it messes up your teeth real bad, real bad.
It really does, and let me tell you why. The reason it does is because smoking decreases blood flow, and so your body doesn't have enough blood to fight off this attack. And, you know, that's hot smoke. I mean, we've all sat around a campfire, and you see what the smoke there, the heat does to you, like the grill does to the ground, right, to the wood. And so you have this lack of blood supply, and it can't fight it off, and then it just gets attacked. Now, the reason I knew you had periodontal disease is because you have roots exposed. You have more tooth showing, okay? You knew that.
Yep. Yes, I do. That's why I've got to go. As soon as I get back to the dentist, I might get you to treat me over here.
But you know what? If I could, I would.
I understand.
I just, the way the licensing works in this country, I'm licensed in Ohio, not in Kentucky.
Oh, so you got bureaucrat problems too, right?
Oh, more than you realize. More than anybody realizes.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Ms. Rigg, this is my rolling studio. I talk about it on the show a lot. It's a motorhome, even though it looks like a truck in front, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So I went to go and get tested. I've got my CDL. But in order to get my CDL, I had to bring a truck that was more than 33,000 pounds and had air brakes, just like the over-the-road trucks, right?
Yes.
Okay. So they said, well, you can't use your motorhome, even though it's a truck, because it had a motorhome license plate.
Exactly. That's why I don't have a CDL, and I'm driving it.
Well, no. Yours is okay, because yours is an RV.
And got a recreational vehicle on it.
Right, that's what mine is, but because mine has that Volvo truck in the front, officially a highway patrolman could give me a ticket if I didn't have a CDL.
Yes, I could, yes.
So guess what? I had to rent a truck to go take the test, but you can't rent a commercial truck without a commercial driver's license. So how am I supposed to rent a truck if I don't have the license?
You got to bring somebody with you.
I did, yeah. I had to find somebody that had a CDL, was willing to help me rent the truck so I could go practice, and then they had to take me to the site to test.
I've got to do that with my employees. We've got to start selling propane, and we've got a hazardous material truck, and so I've got to get all that stuff ready.
Hey, any questions about like your upcoming treatment? Do you have any idea what you think you might wind up needing? Because I do.
No, not yet. Go ahead and tell me what you think.
Open for me real big. Open wider. No, open wide. That's a close. Okay. All right. So I'm seeing a missing tooth on the lower right. I see a gold crown on the lower left. I see you're missing your second molar there. You're missing your first molar, second bicuspid on your upper left. No, the upper right front tooth is broken, and you're missing your upper right first molar that you had, you got when you were six. Okay. The lower front are gone. They're probably going to be gone.
These here?
Yeah. The reason I say that is you have, I bet you they're even loose, right?
Yeah. Not that bad. I had one of them was loose, and they pulled it, and they wanted to wait and see if these, you know.
Okay, how if the bone heals.
They did tighten up a little bit.
Okay, then you might be lucky.
Maybe, that's what I'm hoping.
But they may also be just telling you that to make you sure you come back.
Yeah, that's right. It could be.
But here's what I'm thinking. Let's say those front three left, wait a minute, you got three left, right? One, two, three. Let's say they can't be saved. Then you could have a bridge across the front. From the other two?
I'm not sure. I don't know what to do on that because a bridge or some, what do you call them? The caps that go down and what do you call it?
A crown, yeah.
With the three on it, you know what I'm saying, and hooked to this or whatever.
Right, a three-tooth bridge.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, you could have that in those areas where you're just missing one tooth.
Okay, yeah.
You could also get an implant there if you have enough bone.
Oh.
Then you don't have to touch the other teeth.
Good, I might do that.
That's a good option. That's your best option if you can afford it and you don't mind, you know.
I've been saving up for a long time. I've got money to do it, so.
Okay.
But they can, if the bone's good, they can bridge them in.
Yeah, well, if the bone is good, if you're not going to lose any of those three teeth, then they don't have to do anything. They could put some caps on them to make them a little bit wider so it looks like you're not missing one.
Exactly, yeah, because this one, yeah, right in the middle. Now everything's going that way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, all shifting to the front where your missing tooth was.
Exactly, yeah.
So that, and then, like your wife said, some caps to make them look nice. But you got to have them healthy because nice, pretty teeth that fall out in 3 years.
Exactly. No, that's the first thing I do is get clean again, big time. That's going to numb me out to clean my teeth.
Right. It's called root planing and keratage. Got to get below the gum line, and it would hurt if you weren't numb.
Yeah, I was bleeding to death. I have diabetes, too, so y'all don't eat your sweets. I got over the sweets now, but a little bit, but... So smoking, diabetes, that's what caused a stroke. I had a stroke, too.
Wow.
That's why I'm impressed. We're talking to you so good because of...
You had to, like, relearn some words?
Yeah, I know. I couldn't even talk for 4 months.
Well, it was kind of scary, huh?
Yeah, it was bad.
So does that make you not want to do some of the things that he did that led to his stroke?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I just don't... I can't start smoking or anything like that. I just don't want to... I try to help him as much as possible, and I learn from him.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the best way kids learn, by the way, as I've discovered, is by example.
Yeah.
So if they see you brush your teeth when they're little, you know how little boys like to, like, pretend they're shaving with Dad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're brushing your teeth, they're going to brush their teeth with Dad.
He's very good at every day, morning and night. Don't you?
Morning and night.
I've cried to him so much how much the braces cost and all that. I said, you better take care of this piece, and he's always done it. He's always done it.
That's good. So, well, that and the girls like him, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
And if there was a girl that had every other tooth missing, you wouldn't be interested in her either, would you?
No, probably not.
Welcome to Kentucky, too.
Oh, that's just a stereotype, isn't it?
It is.
But anyway, I mean, I know they have dentists down here and stuff. So where are you guys sitting for the race?
Kentucky Terrace.
Yeah, Kentucky Tower, that's where we are. Where are you? What row?
I think 23.
Well, I heard the Kentucky stands are the best. That's what somebody told me.
You can see the whole track. People, you need to come here.
Yeah.
All right, because you can see the whole track, no matter where you're sitting. See the start, finish, and all around the whole track. It is a good place.
Yeah, it really is. All right, so just as a reminder, and as we say goodbye to folks listening, tell me your name again.
Mike Roberts.
And Mike, what's the name of your company?
Commercial Propane Service.
Okay, Commercial Propane Service. And Zachary Roberts, and you're just like a 16-year-old other than cutting grass, bumping the log, right?
That's right. Just living it up.
Do it while you can, while you're young.
Exactly. That's right.
Okay, guys, thank you so much.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, it's Trisha Moore. When I created you at your best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me. People with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588. Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
Okay, and we're back, and I'm live at the Kentucky Speedway in Sparta, Kentucky. And I came down to interview folks about their teeth and about the race and just kind of people out having fun. I call it Teeth Across America, my Teeth Across America series, where whenever I travel, and sometimes I travel for this sole purpose, I like to interview people from all walks of life and just find out what their thoughts are. All right, so the next couple that's coming up is a couple named Ken and Polly. And let's go ahead and listen to that. I was going to set it up, but I think I set it up in the interview, so here you go. All right, so I'm still at the Kentucky Motor Speedway campground. We're actually in a campground called Bourbon Street. They're not really serving bourbon that I know of. Do you have? And we've got some neighbors here. We have Ken. Hey, Ken.
Hello.
How are you? And Polly, right?
Yes.
So, Paul, we'll start with you, Polly. Polly, what do you do for a living?
I was a medical secretary.
Really? Okay. So you were in charge of billing and stuff?
Yes. Yep. Appointment making and answering phones.
Now, were you one of those offices that between 11 and 1:30 you guys were at lunch and wouldn't answer your own phone?
No.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
I've heard of it, yes.
I always get that. It's like they don't open until 9. They're there from 7:30, but they won't answer the phone. Then at about 11:30, it's like, well, we're at lunch, so tough luck. Call back at 1:30 when you're at work again. And then, of course, by the end of the day, good luck trying to reach a doctor, right?
Right. Well, he was an obstetrician, so his hours were 24/7.
Really? Okay. So that, and they kind of do have an excuse if they get behind because they actually have to go leave and deliver a baby, right?
Yes. Right. Right. Yeah.
And we need that. We really need that. But they're the only ones. No, I mean, I get behind sometimes, but it's funny because when people come to me as a dentist, if we don't start exactly on time or maybe 3 minutes early, they're a little bit upset.
And when I go to my physician, I don't even plan anything for afterwards because I never know when I'm going to get in.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Dentists are pretty punctual.
So people should be a little more patient with dentists, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Did your job offer your dental insurance to you?
I'm sorry, what?
Did your job offer dental insurance?
No.
It didn't?
It was only part-time, so.
Okay. So you had insurance through your husband?
Yeah.
Okay. So who do you think has better teeth, NASCAR fans or IndyCar fans?
I don't know.
Never thought of it?
No, never thought of it.
Well, what state are you guys from?
New York.
Okay, well, how about who has better teeth, New Yorkers or Ohioans?
New York.
New York. Oh, boo, boo.
Like West Virginia or something, I don't know.
We're both better than West Virginia, right? Okay, and so Ken, what do you do for a living?
I'm retired now.
Retired from what?
I was a highway worker for a municipality.
A municipality? Is it like a city you don't want to name?
It was a town, the town of Alden.
That was like a secret municipality.
Yes. Yes.
Let's do the secret handshake.
Oh, we got that.
And well, what kind of training did you have? I mean, tell me what that means. Does that mean you cut grass, you plowed snow? What did you do?
Well, we plowed snow, we maintained roads. We did just a little bit of everything.
Maintaining, like, striping and...
No, we didn't do striping, but we did paving, oiling and stoning, tore up roads, rebuilt roads, ditching, all the drainage work.
Okay. Who picks up the dead animals on the side of the road?
We did that, too.
You did?
Yes, we did.
Okay. That's kind of like a thankless job, isn't it?
That's not a fun job at all, no.
like big tongs or something, so you don't really have to touch the dead animal?
If you consider your hands big tongs, then that's what they are.
Okay. So what, like possum and what kind of different things did you?
Deer. Deer is a big thing. That usually anything smaller than that, they kind of let it go by the wayside.
Oh, they do? They do? Just leave it for the vulture birds and things?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So now, to do what you did, how'd you get this job? I mean, how do you learn how to do this kind of stuff? Well, I don't mean the picking up the animal part. I mean the other stuff.
My father and my uncle actually worked in the place, and I did a lot of part-time work in the winter. And then when I graduated from school, an opening came up, and they took me on, and I was there ever since.
So was it your job to figure out if it was time to go out and plow again, or did you have to wait for a call from the mayor or the city manager, or how does that work?
For the last 20 years, it was basically my job to do that during the night, and during the day, the highway superintendent did it.
So do you just not go to bed? You just go driving around and see if you should put your plow down, or how does that, no really, how does that work?
Well, you go to bed for a little while, and you get up at 2 o'clock, and you check roads, and then we would have the guys all out by 4 o'clock in the morning to do all the work.
Would the police officers tell you? Because they're out there anyway?
No, we don't have a local police force, and we do have state troopers, but they're usually busy, so we took everything on ourselves.
Okay. Now, so I assume through the municipality that you had dental insurance, right?
Yes, we did.
Good. Did you take advantage of it?
Yes, I did.
Good. And you're happy with your dentist?
Yes, he's a very good guy.
Good. Now, the noise in the background, what we're hearing is dueling generators because we're in a campground that's really just a big parking lot, and then everybody brings their own electricity and their own water and their own everything, right?
Yes, it is. It's a real dueling generators.
Hopefully it's not going to be too loud as we do this. So your experience then with dentistry has been a good one, you think?
For about the last 15 years, yes.
What changed 15 years ago?
Well, I think when I was a child, our dentist just liked to drill the drill.
Really? And were you not numb, or?
Yeah, we were numb, but I could never imagine having that many problems. And then once I got older and out of the house, never had any problems.
Okay. So how old's your dentist about? Like, when do you think they graduated? What would you say? He's looking at Polly. Do you know Polly?
Yeah, he's probably about 50, yes. Or a little between 40 and 50, maybe.
So probably graduated 1987, 89 or something.
Yes, I would say about that time. Very good guy. Very, very good.
So is he up on all the latest things?
Yes. In the partial practice that he does a lot of referring out, but for the main work, he's very good at it.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, because one of my goals is to try to make dentistry friendlier, make it something that people don't dread. And I've asked a few people this. Let's see if you guys know the answer. There are all kinds of diseases that affect the teeth and gums, periodontal disease, gum disease, there's tooth decay, abscesses. What part of dental disease that you know, or which dental disease, will cure itself without the help of a dentist? They're looking at each other.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Do you know?
Gum disease. I don't know.
No? Actually, nothing.
See.
Yeah. Once you have a cavity, the only way you can get rid of it is to have a dentist take it out. If you don't take it out, it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. When it gets bigger, it means it gets closer to the nerve, and pretty soon you have an abscessed tooth. You need a root canal. Have you ever had a root canal, Polly?
Oh, yes. Three of them I've had.
What was
recently, too.
Recently?
A couple of years. Why is that?
Why is it?
Older like that.
Well, as we get older, of course, the teeth have collected more fillings than they used to have over the years. You know, they're no longer virgin teeth. And so if we take a cavity out, put a filling there, and you get new decay under it, you're now already closer to the nerve than you were before.
Okay.
So that's one. The other is trauma. If you accidentally bump a tooth or you overwork it, like chewing ice too much or whatever, bite down on a stone by accident or a bone by accident, that trauma sets up an inflammation inside the nerve center, and that can sometimes kill the tooth.
Oh, okay.
Not always. It could be reversible pulpitis, but sometimes it becomes irreversible pulpitis, and it just kind of dies a quiet death, and you didn't even know it was dead till you get the pain, which is the infection building up and the pressure from that, the abscess.
Okay, yeah, I've had that.
Now, what about the actual root canal itself? Was that unpleasant, or was that okay?
All right, so we're going to find out Polly's answer to that question when we come back from the break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il Dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He could put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have years of coffee, tea, or smoke darkened your teeth? Do you remember when your smile was white and bright? Would you like to recapture the days when your smile lit up the room? Call us at 262-9588 and let us help you turn back the clock.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
You wanna know how to make me smile? Take control on me just for the night. But if I share my secret, you're gonna have to keep.
No, that was okay. Yeah.
So all those jokes about root canals are wrong, aren't they?
Yeah, the fear is there, but yeah, they've always gone well.
Yeah, they always make it out to be worse than it is, you know, and it's really not. And so people avoid. They don't go because they think it's going to be unpleasant, right?
Yeah, that's very true.
I had two teeth pulled because I didn't want to go through root canal.
You did?
Yes.
Did you get them replaced?
No.
You still have holes in your head?
Yes.
Where? Let me see. Okay, on the lower left. Okay, those are your first molars. So the ones you've had since you were six. Did you know that?
No.
Okay. And that's a perfect place for implants. You can have one on each side. Does that sound scary?
Yes.
What part sounds scary?
The expense.
Oh, the expense. We didn't even talk price. How much are they?
I don't know.
You don't even know?
I don't have dental insurance anymore,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Okay. All right, now that brings me to an important point. And that is, a lot of people think if they don't have insurance, they can't get dentistry done, right? And yet, we have our car breaks. We fix it. We don't have car repair insurance, right?
Right. All right. Definitely. Yeah.
So why is that? Why does that people put that in that category? Any ideas?
I don't know.
Well, you think it's...
I don't know.
I bet you it's
a necessity. Sure, I'll eat applesauce or baby food when I get older. It's so
empty. Our daughter's brilliant.
Okay, so you're going to like... You came into this world eating baby food?
Everything.
No, not you? You want to be able to bite into the corn on the cob, right?
And candy.
Which, by the way, you can eat anything you want, in my opinion. I'm a dentist, and it's you don't usually hear dentists say that. But as long as people brush afterwards, floss, eat whatever you want.
Yeah, I believe that. I truly believe.
Because as soon as you tell somebody they can't have something, that's all they want, right?
That's right.
So don't make a big deal out of it, and then they can do it. So, well, anyway, you don't know how much an implant is. You just assume you can't afford it.
Right. No, I can afford it. I don't still want to waste money on it.
Waste? That's not a waste.
You used to say a bridge. They used to say you put a bridge in there, but now it's all implants, right?
No, it's not all implants. Oh. Implants are considered the state of the art. You can still get a bridge.
Well, that's expensive, too.
How much is that?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay. So you can get...
It was only like $80 to pull a tooth, and it was $500 for a root canal.
Okay. Guess what, though? It's always more expensive to replace the tooth after you have it extracted than it would have been to save it.
Right, that's right.
So if you'd yes, what'd you say?
That's why I went with gold.
Yeah, no, gold's a good way to go. Let me see. Yeah, he's got a gold crown on the lower left, some silver on the other side. No, the thing about a bridge is you have to grind down the teeth on either side.
Oh, yeah.
That's why implants are state-of-the-art, because you don't have to touch anything but the spot where the tooth used to be.
Right.
And then you can still floss between it, because it's just a single crown on a single artificial tooth root, so to speak, a tooth stump, and makes a lot of sense. If the implant goes south, which they almost never do, the only thing that went south was your implant and not the teeth on either side.
Right, okay.
So right. Give it some thought.
Okay. Our son-in-law has one, doesn't he? One of his front tooth, he got it.
Oh, I see. So if it was a front tooth, you'd consider it important.
He had an implant. You'd have to. You can't walk around without front teeth.
You could run.
Can't well for freaks.
I guess you're right. So anyway, just something to think about. And of course, the other thing, you could even go cheaper if money is your motivation. It's healthier to have some teeth there than to not. So you could get a removable partial that goes in and gives you one tooth on each side there. One piece. It's like a horseshoe with a tooth on each side and just clips on.
And goes around the front or something? So because your tongue's in the way.
Well, it's a real thin little bar. It's a real thin little bar. You wouldn't even notice it.
Okay.
But yeah, it does go around. You can't make one on just one side because they're so tiny you could choke on them.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It has to be a horseshoe. Even if you're only missing...
I always thought about wooden teeth like George Washington.
And ivory? Yeah. Yeah, you know, he had about 7 or 9 pairs. Do you know that they were spring-loaded to keep them in his mouth? You had to physically close the teeth together so that he could shove them in his mouth, and then the spring would push open.
Wow, to hold them then. Wow.
Huh. Yeah, technology.
Bear trap.
What?
Kind of like a bear trap.
Exactly. Yeah.
Finger in there.
Well, he had to work against the springs just to get his teeth together.
Wow.
So it's come a long way. And implants are, nice, but you don't have to do implants. There are other ways to go. So how many races do you guys come to? Do you do this a lot?
We try to hit at least one track a year.
That's like my wife and I. And what are the other tracks you've been to?
We were at Talladega, Michigan, Dover, Delaware.
Loudon.
Oh, Loudon.
She knows more than me. She really does.
Texas. You went to Daytona. And then we did... one of them in Carolina last year. I forget which one.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite track?
Michigan. I really like Michigan and Dover, Delaware.
The Talladega was nice because that was the first experience.
Okay. I've been to Michigan. I haven't been to Talladega, although a couple other people told me about Talladega. I might have to make a point of doing that. That one's in May? March? When is that one?
End of April, and then the end of October,
right.
Beginning of
right.
November.
Okay. Any questions you guys might have, since they can get your answers free?
Yeah, how much is an implant?
What? How much is an implant? An implant's about $2,140.
Okay.
And then if it's your lower arch, it goes in one day, and then you have to wait 3 months before you can use it. Okay? It just sits there. Because you can't put any pressure on it till the bone grows up to it.
Oh, okay.
And then, so 3 months later, your dentist can get an impression, and then they make you a crown that goes over top. So you still pay for a crown on it in addition to the implant,
right.
But you have to have something to put the crown on first.
Right, okay.
And they're titanium, just like artificial knees and hips and all that.
Okay.
It's actually pretty neat. I do them in the office. And you don't have to be, but a lot of people choose to be sedated for it because it's scary.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, so give it some thought. I'm going to give you a card so when you get your implant and your crown, you'll be able to call me up or email me and say, I got my... Yeah, tell me how it went, exactly. If you want to make sure that the people in New York have better teeth than Ohio, you're going to have to get those implants.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, hey, thank you so much, and enjoy the race. And like I said, I'll give you a card so you can learn how to listen to this sometime, okay?
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks. Thanks, Polly.
Thank you.
Okay, and my time is almost up, so let me remind you that next week I'm going to have as a return guest Mr. David Harris of Prosperident. It's the largest private investigation firm in the world dealing with dental embezzlement. It's going to be a great show, so don't miss it. So see you next week.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.